Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Well, Thursday began on the wrong foot yesterday as weekly export sales were low at only 9,200 metric tons. Cash cattle in the South then traded steady with last week at $150 here in our part of the country after expecting perhaps some stronger cash. Northern dressed cattle was about $2 higher. The market did not completely fall apart, but it may limit price strength today. Box beef prices mixed, choice up $1.71 and select was down 10 cents. With increased cattle weights, one must wonder whether slaughter pace may soon diminish if evidence is seen of slowing domestic demand. Hogs closed near unchanged yesterday after higher prices dominated a portion of the day. Strong weekly export sales did not provide support on the opening until higher trade unfolded and traders turned optimistic. That did not hold through the end of the day, though. Weekly export sales were strong at 47,900 metric tons, with China being the second largest buyer of pork. Wheat markets higher overnight, with gains of 10 to 13 cents being seen at all three exchanges. Wheat markets have seen an incredibly volatile week following the Sunday night open and the Russian news that they were pulling out of the export corridor, only to reverse course 2 days later to send prices reeling. Now, firmer corn prices overnight with December corn up about 5.5 cents, but remaining close to the $6.80 level, which has acted as a magnet for 2 months. With a week's worth of trade behind us, it's interesting to look back and see December corn rejecting the $7 mark on Sunday evening, pushing away from that level the balance of the week. Headline trade has dominated price action this week, but the underlying fundamentals are still present. Higher prices across the soy complex overnight, with products leading gains as meal and oil post 1% gains early this morning. For the week, January soybeans are up 50 cents, owing largely to the gains on Monday and Tuesday on ideas the Chinese economy could be close to more fully reopening from COVID lockdowns. Futures in a moment.
Hey folks, the 2022 Tulsa Farm Show coming up the 8th, 9th, 10th of December of this year at Expo Square's SageNet Center at the Tulsa Fairgrounds. There's still some spots open and you can learn more about being a part of this year's Tulsa Farm Show by giving the Midwest Farm Show team a call 507-437-7969. Meet your customers and let's do some business at this year's Tulsa Farm Show 8th through the 10th of December.
December live cattle was up 55 cents yesterday, 151.95. February down 2, 154.87. November feeder cattle down 92, 178. January down 57, 179.42. December hogs up 7 cents, 83.37. Kansas City wheat, December up a penny, 941 and a quarter. March unchanged, 938 and three quarters. The Chicago wheat, December down 5.5, 840 and a half. March down 5 and a quarter, 859 and three quarters. December corn down 8 and a quarter, 679 and a quarter. March down 8 cents, 684 and three quarters. January soybeans down 17 cents, 1437. March down 17 and a half, 1444 even.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.